Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live special number 240, recorded March 4th, 2015, covering Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, day three. This TWiT Live special at Mobile World Congress 2015 in Barcelona, Spain is sponsored by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. To get our special offer, go to Stamps.com now, click on the microphone, and enter TWiT. That's Stamps.com and enter TWiT. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, at the Fira Gran Via. It's a magnificent site with gazillions of people. Actually, 90,000 people is the last number I heard in terms of the attendees and exhibitors. And one of the big themes this year is biometrics. And there's some really interesting non-fingerprint biometrics that have been going on. And we're going to talk to Fujitsu about one of their products or technologies that they're demonstrating today. So let's go take a look. Hi there. What is your name and what do you do for Fujitsu?
I'm James Maynard and I look after the mobile phone business here in Europe from a product and marketing perspective. And as part of our human-centric innovation piece at the stand, we're showing lots of security. One is biometric fingerprinting unlocking, palm vein authentication, and also iris recognition. And the iris recognition has been picked for a few awards whilst we've been here. So it's a very fast and easy way to authenticate the device and very usable.
And hands-free as well.
It is hands-free.
Now, this is a prototype device you're showing. This is not a shipping product, to the best of my knowledge. Can you tell us about this this technology?
So, what we have is an IR LED and an IR camera, and this is a prototype, but we are looking to build these two components into the device in fiscal year 15-16. And what it does is the IR LED lights the iris and then the camera takes an image of that and saves it in a secure location on the device. Then when you go to authenticate the device, that compares the two images and unlocks it, or you can apply that to specific applications. So as part of the demonstration here, we're using the photo gallery.
When do you think we'll be able to see this sort of Fujitsu technology in actual shipping smartphones?
In fiscal year 15-16, we'll have it in a commercial product available.
All right, let's go take a look at another really cool product here today at Mobile World Congress.
This is our new product called Nurugo. This is a fingerprint authentication device.
And it does a really interesting trick. Can you tell us about how this works?
Sure. Basically, we are using the camera here to take a photo of your fingerprint. So if you see here, if I try to take a photo directly, it's not possible. So we made this optic module, so you can stick, put it onto it, and then you punch your finger.
So it turns a phone that does not support fingerprint authentication and makes it a fingerprint reader, essentially, just like one of the ones that's built in. But if you already have a phone that doesn't have a fingerprint reader, now you can.
Correct, yes. And basically, we support now Android version, any phones with Android version. You can just buy this as an accessory and you can attach to it, and you have now fingerprint on your phones.
Is that attached magnetically?
Magnetically, yes. So you can simply, if you don't want to use it, you take it out. If you want to just put it onto. And good thing about technology optic is that even your fingers are very wet.
So it doesn't care if it's wet because it's using light.
Correct. Optics. You see very clean images that you'll see. And we can capture the inno, and you can do the verification as a match success.
Now, do you have software to go with it?
Yeah, sure. We have a software. We also provide API as well. So any developer would like to use our fingerprint module, they can develop by themselves as well.
When was this product announced?
It's the first time that we launched in Spain here. However, our company, we're doing the fingerprint business more than 15 years. We are now focusing on our access control, our time and attendance, fingerprint, biometric, even the face as well. This is our base. So we use that technology to implement it in this smartphone business.
And where will people be able to buy this, and how much will it cost?
We are actually, at the moment, we're looking for B2B business, so we're looking for distributor. And price will be for distributor about $10.
We're going to check in with an old friend called Opera Software. If you've been around for a while, you're familiar with the Opera browser.
We just announced a new version of Opera for Android, Opera Mini for Android, and it's beta, and it's very new interface. And the new version that combines the speed dial and the news in the, on the same page. So if you want to read the news, and then you can go on and on and on. And also for this news, we call it Discovered. And you can choose which topics that you would like to read. And also... for this, and you can say this browser can save your data, especially for this network crowded environment. And saving data can make your web browsing faster. So this is Opera Mini that can save you up to 90% of the data. And you will, the new version will show you every day, like for the past 5 days, how many data you use per day, and then you will know more control of your data bill. So it's very, very big update for us.
This is currently in beta. Do you have an expectation as to when the final version will exist?
We are launching beta on timely basis, and we want to get more people to feedback and to see whether we can improve, what bugs that we can fix. So today we don't have a timeline for that, but it will be coming up soon. The final version will be coming up soon.
Can people download the beta?
Yes, people can download beta on the Google Play.
So what we're looking at here is, this is technology that I was looking forward to seeing before the event. This is Kyocera's technology for solar charging smartphones. What's cool about this is, instead of a lot of the other solutions, the cases and some of the other fringe solar technologies and solutions that have existed before, none of which has really caught on with the public, they tend to have solar panels on the back, so that if you put the solar panel, you know, the phone face down in the sun for a long time, it can charge without you plugging it in. With this technology, what's interesting about it is that it charges through the screen. They're imagining a scenario where you can go a military application, or you can go camping or whatever it is, with a phone and with no access to electricity, and still continue to use your smartphone. Of course, when you don't have electricity, you may not have access to mobile broadband, but it's really cool. The other thing that I'm excited about this is that, you know, cell phones and smartphones use a lot of power, and so solar charging, you know, they're small, so it's solar, the solar surface is not great enough to really charge it quickly. So one of the benefits to this kind of technology is that if the screen can actually charge and the back can actually charge, then no matter where you put the phone down, it's always charging. And of course, solar panels like this can charge with a lamp or with, you know, just ambient light in a room. In addition to the sun, of course, they'll get more power if they have brighter light. But the point is that imagine a future where no matter where the phone is, if there's any light in the room at all, you're gaining power. You're topping off the power that you have and eliminating the need, essentially, for most applications, extending the battery life. All right, we're looking at the confluence of home automation and healthcare, really, and home assistance, especially for the elderly here at this show. There's some really interesting technology here. Can you tell us what your name is, please, and what the name of the company is that you work for?
Okay, my name is Jean-David Miquel, and I work for MonitorLink.
And what is the overall, you mentioned that you have a platform. Can you describe that platform for us? Okay.
It's a platform on the cloud which is converging the services that are relating to three verticals, which are safety of the people, whether they are on the mobility or whether they are at home. Of course, all the home automation part, which is very classical, but then converging also with telecare, medication reminder, body vital measurements. And we provide critical alarm dispatch, enabling, of course, connected objects to fulfill their services, especially in the regards to mobile safety, where we are announcing some innovation at the show.
Now, if I understand what you told me before we started filming, you had disparate platforms for, say, home automation and also the healthcare, and now you're combining them so that you can leverage the synergy of those different platforms. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, basically today with the convergence of the technology, you can add intelligence in the way the data is processed and get more information to provide a better accurate response. For example, In the home automation part, you have, of course, the possibility to open the door. You have movement sensors. So you can also detect in the evening if an elderly person is wandering in the apartment being lost, which is a typical healthcare application. So by combining the various devices to the intelligence of the system on the cloud, then we can provide a much more adequate response to the need of the people.
I see. And you announced a new product that you're holding in your hand. Can you tell us about this product? Again, this was announced here at Mobile World Congress this week.
Yes, so this is launching in June. We just basically announced the product at the beginning of the show. You know all these pendants for elderly people where the product is worn on the neck and then you have a fall detection, they can press a panic button. It's a bit degrading and you don't want to carry that unless you have no choice. There is a big need for people to have safety on the go. It can start from children coming home late, you know, in the evening after going to do something on their hobby. But of course, if you're starting to be 50 plus and looking at potential health issues, you want to be able, if you fall, if you don't feel safe, if anything is happening to you, to either get an alarm triggered automatically and, of course, pushed to family and friends or to a security company or a care company, or simply press the panic button. So this is a Bluetooth low energy button that has an autonomy of 2 weeks. To be able to wear it in a comfortable way, it is IP67, so an elderly person can bathe with it and then always keep it on the neck or attached to the arm. The charging is wireless, so very simple cup. You just let the product slip on the cup and it will charge within a couple hours. So twice a month, just leave it at night near the bed for charging, no connectors, so that it's very easy to, you don't have to plug it, basically. And the product is connected by Bluetooth low energy technology to the mobile phone. So the application of the button is also replicated on the phone. There is a delay that you can program to stop the alarm, so 5 seconds or 10 seconds to avoid some false alarms being sent to the system. And then the information is sent to the platform and either dispatched to family members with automatic call or, of course, connected to security and alarm centers.
I see. And can you, again, tell us the name of the product, when it will be available, and approximately how much it would cost?
Okay, so the product is named Hibu, and it will be available pre-summer, worldwide, actually. The cost in retail will be $89, including 1 year of full service. Okay.
And after that year, how much would the service cost?
This would basically depend on the options taken by the family and whether it's connected to a professional care center. But you're looking at the $4 or $5 per month, family, friends, and neighbors managed. And of course, then with the security company, it's the typical standard pricing around $10.
Right now, we're going to go look at another company that's doing some interesting home automation work. So let's go check them out. What is your name and what do you do for QB?
My name is Arthur. I'm the product line manager of ASCII. And then we have QB, which is a home automation system. The QB entire system, actually, we have a smart home gateway, which is provide you a very strong the Wi-Fi. And then also we have a multi-function camera, which is can take care about the image, humidity, temperature, and the dual talk. So actually we provide a privacy switch, then which you can, you know, consider also your privacy at home. And the other one,
I'm sorry, before you move on to the next product, can you tell us a little bit more about that privacy switch? So if you don't want a camera in your home going, how would you disable that and turn it off?
Yes, I think there's a switch on top.
I
so
see.
It's actually,
so
you can...
switch, it's a, yeah,
yes.
It says privacy right
yes.
there. And you just hit that button and
yes,
off
just,
it goes.
Yes, just stop it, yes.
I see, and a little bit more about that product, because that's a pretty complex product with a bunch of sensors in it. So one of the things you use a camera for is maybe home security. If nobody's in the house, nobody's supposed to be in the house, and there's motion detected, then you got a problem, you want to be notified. And also, if it has other sensors, it notice maybe it gets hot all of a sudden. That could be a problem that you want to be notified about. Is that really how it works? Like, can you walk me through some of the scenarios about how this device may alert you to problems in your home?
I think when this also the element, actually we also design some kind of the scenario setting. So that would be require some more software to put in on a setting. If something happened, then trigger the other event and also notify to the users. This is, I think, a so-called a smart or intelligent way. This is more likely that user is not just a touch to be notified, then can also, you know, you can feel it actually, you know, existing in your life, actually. Yeah.
All right, and so tell us about this other this product here.
This is a small product. It's actually you can on off the home appliance. Actually, also because your home power consumption also costs money, you want to know. Actually, we can measure the power consumption, sending information to you. You can also see that no matter you're at home, you're out of home, you actually, with your mobile, you can see all the information in there. Yes.
And that will give you information about the one device that's plugged into that. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And if you have multiple devices using this product plugged in, is there a way to get all of it in a collective way?
I think the software we design is that once you have the new device add-in, it's actually prompt up your mobile phone. It's just a category name there, so you can easily recognize who is which, and then it's easy to understand, easy to see. Very easy to install and use. Yes.
And if the kids are watching TV and the TV's plugged into one of these things and then they're done, you can just turn it off remotely?
Yes, correct.
I wish I had that when my kids were younger. Okay, so what about this remote control? Is this one of your products?
The remote control is actually to be with the gateway. This is actually a Bluetooth base. So I think we put Bluetooth inside. Also, the reason we put a Bluetooth inside is that today we're using Wi-Fi, but in the IoT world, it's actually this the others, like Zigbee, like a Bluetooth. So we are able to extend to the other standard which is coming to be properly finalized, yes.
And where is your company based?
We're from Taiwan.
Okay, you're in Taiwan. And where are these products? These are not currently on the market, is that correct?
This is in developing phase. We are going to launch in sometime like May. So.
And where will you be distributing this product? What countries will be able to buy it?
Frankly, entire world, like in Asia, like in Europe and United States, those countries, yeah.
Do you have a time frame and rough pricing ideas about these products?
I'm sorry, can
I say? When will these products be available?
That will be available in May.
In May, right. Okay, and what are the approximate prices of these for consumers?
I would say it's approximately like under $400, something like that, yes.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And before we let you go, I'd like to get your take on where home automation is going generally. Do you see home automation as becoming mainstream within the next few years? I mean, right now, I mean, let's face it, home automation is usually reserved for a few technology fans and, you know, technical people. Do you think that in a few years that it'll be pretty common in almost every home?
I think so. But I think that the current approach for this home automation, which is that how can you make it a real good business model that users feel they are easy, they're actually affordable, then I think in the coming years, that would be a very important topic. Yes.
This TWiT Live special at Mobile World Congress 2015 in Barcelona, Spain, is brought to you by Stamps.com. Stamps.com is going to save you from two of the biggest hassles of the post office. The first is waiting in line. You don't have to wait in line because you can buy and print real U.S. postage using your own PC and your own printer. Just put it on the envelopes or packages and give it to your postal carrier and off it goes. No going to the post office. The second thing they're going to help you with is paying full price on postage. You don't have to do that. Not with Stamps.com. They will give you huge discounts on postage, and so you're really going to save a lot of money and save a lot of time, which is exactly what we all need more of. More time, more money. And, of course, no wonder that over 500,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com. And now with our promo code TWIT for this special offer, a no-risk trial plus $110 bonus offer, and that includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TWIT. That's Stamps.com. Enter TWIT. All right, here at Mobile World Congress, we're looking at a lot of wearable devices and a lot of smartwatches, but here's a really interesting one. in the Korea Pavilion. Do it. And this is really interesting because it looks to me like it's modular. But can you explain this this watch?
This is our product. It's very small, light, and our first intention is like this, change the for the necklace or another accessories because it's very small and it can calculate calories, steps, and patterns of sleeves. And when you receive the calls and message, it will be a vibrate and shine. And also you can touch this button, you can receive the calls, can change the mobile to a speakerphone. And the during of the this battery is 4 or 5 days, but you need just 45 minutes for charging it.
And will this work with all phones or just Samsung phones, just Android phones?
Just a moment, we have just with Android, but in April we will have also to Apple.
Here at Mobile World Congress, one of the big themes is virtual reality. There's a lot of virtual reality stuff going on, some of it very cool, and this is one of the coolest virtual reality things we've seen so far. Can you tell us what's going on there with that Oculus Rift and the, it looks like a machine gun of some kind?
Actually, Oculus Gun is not our product. We've invented the controller, the gun, because at the moment we have used a mouse, keyboard, or joystick to play a shooting game. But with this gun, you can feel like as if you're a soldier while playing it.
I see. And is this a fairly unique product?
Yeah, as far as I remember, it's the world's first product because it's our patent. Because you can... there's a sensor inside of your gun that can recognize your movements.
So essentially what you're doing is inside the virtual reality space, the gun itself has a positioning sensor so that it plays with the game. It knows where the targets are. It knows where the user is and all that kind of stuff. Are you working on any other products that are similar that will help people in virtual reality gaming?
There's another product which you can use as a mouse that recognizes your gesture.
What is the name of the actual product? When will it be available and how much will it cost?
In terms of a game controller, it's called Railgun. We haven't launched yet in any market, but we are going to launch it for the first time in South Korean market in April.
What is this, this skateboard thing here? Can you tell us about that?
It's a skateboard that is connected by Bluetooth with a glove, and it is a battery with a motor, and you can control the skateboard with your hand.
So it's hand gestures that controls the skateboard to stop and go and faster and slower.
It depends on the position of your hand. You can control the skateboard that can go forward, backward, and stop. And it's autonomy of 30 kilometers. The weight is 5 kilos, and it's 65 centimeters of long.
And this is in the Korea Pavilion. Can you talk about the company that makes this?
The company is a Carnival Chrysler board, but we are all together with a creative Davis Lab that is the government of Korea. It's the partner.
So the government of Korea has Creative Device Lab, which is which brings together smaller companies for things develop
for help for develop all the new generation things. Yes.
When might this be available?
Available in 3 months, maybe more or less 3 months. Yes, maybe it could be in the market. Yes.
And where will it be sold? Korea, globally, or
in Korea is it could be made in Korea. This one, and after with the clients, you know, we can contact with all of people. Yes.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you.
The worst kind of consumer electronics is the ones that are dead because they made contact with water. But here's a company that's making sure that that never happens. What is your name, please?
My name is Ryan Moore.
And what do you do for this company, and what is the company?
The company is HCO, and I work in the marketing department, helping to think up new creative ways that we can showcase our amazing technology.
And that's at HZO.com. Now, you have this coating that prevents... consumer electronics from being killed off by water. Can you talk at a technical level how this works? It seems impossible to me, but how do you prevent water from damaging electronics?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we do is we have an industrial process. We work with manufacturers to be able to... we have equipment that you would put a bunch of PCBs and the internal circuitry of a gadget or a device into the chamber, and the chamber releases a gas, and then the gas forms a thin coating around all the circuitry. It's very, very thin, invisible, but it's actually tangible. You can touch it, but it's thick enough that it keeps water out, and so the devices are able to continue to function without any problems.
And so what sort of companies would use this product?
Any sort of companies that need water protection from not only just full submersion, but humidity, splashes. We've even done testing in soda, beer, coffee, no problems. So companies would be like wearable companies, phone companies, tablets, outdoor signs, military. I mean, an electronic's an electronic, and we can protect it.
Can you give us a sense of how much additional cost this might add to, say, a smartphone?
It's a good question. I mean, it really depends. It fits within the typical BOM build of materials. But typically, if a brand wants to charge more, they can. But typically, it's usually just included in the cost. So there shouldn't be any additional cost to the consumer.
But in terms of making the trade-off between a device that's going to have this technology, of course, you know, the manufacturer will just brag that they're, you know, water resistant and so on. But this, would this be like in the $1 extra range, the $10 extra range? Like roughly how much would this change the price of, a smartphone?
It's really hard to get it down to a dollar value. It really depends on, we basically sit down with the manufacturer and we look at the size of the device, the complexity, the volume, and then we work out something that works for them. Typically, it is in comparison and sometimes even cheaper than traditional mechanical seals and existing technologies that some companies are using today.
And it's there are also, no doubt, some cost savings for the manufacturer because they don't have to replace devices that have been damaged by water as much. So thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
One of the big themes at Mobile World Congress is connected cars. It's part of the Internet of Things phenomenon. And we're here at the Accenture booth looking at a really interesting partnership announced here at the show. Can you tell me what your name is, please, and what you do for Accenture?
Yeah, sure. I'm Raffaele from Accenture. I'm a senior manager. I'm responsible for the development of the onboard solutions for the EU Connect Live program.
And can you tell us about that solution and how it works?
Yeah, sure. The solution will be launched in a few weeks from now. It's been announced in Geneva, also in the Auto Car Exhibition and here in the Mobile World Congress. And it's all about the new Fiat 500X and the Jeep Renegade that will be launched with this system and another system, similar system that is showcased in the other corner. And it is the connected vehicle experience across all the European countries. It goes through a mobile application. So there is a mobile application that is available for Android and iPhone, so for both the two platforms. The users will download this application from the stores. And once they get into the vehicle, the application gets connected to the head unit via Bluetooth or the USB cable, if you prefer. Once you are connected, you know, all the applications will be live here, and you get a series of different services and applications ready for you. One is, you know, the EcoDrive. This is one of the applications we have developed specifically for Fiat that takes, you know, it records how you're driving and gives you scores in terms of acceleration, deceleration, speed, and shifting. These data are also sent through the mobile phone to our backend platform because, you know, the user may want to review the data using the mobile application. And more importantly, we can use these data for additional services, of course, you know, with the willingness of the user, you know, but those data are the data that insurance companies may want to use, you know, for tailoring some specific policies around the users.
Yeah, I hope you don't tell my insurance company about my acceleration.
No, I will not.
Thank you.
Okay, other application that you have, you know, is tuning. Like, you know, this is the typical web radio. If you have a tuning profile in your mobile phone, you will see, you know, your favorite music over here, and therefore you can go into your favorites and you can play any radio in the world. So be it in Barcelona, we can play a radio which is actually in the United States, or we can play a radio in Japan as we did recently. And you see the quality is pretty good because we have adopted very, you know, sophisticated techniques for developing the application in the head unit, so to keep the music very smoothly even when the car is moving.
I like the fact you're using TuneIn. It's a great service that isn't as popular as it should be. And of course, in addition to music, they have podcasts, including all of the Twit podcasts and our live feed. So we're a big fan of TuneIn. But I'm sorry, go ahead and continue.
We also have Deezer, you know, and, you know, we are also making agreements with other content providers for adding applications, because one good thing of this system is that all the applications that you see here can be downloaded over the air. So I don't need, you know, the user take a USB stick, you know, from the internet or going to the dealers. We can, you know, push updates in a new application or updates, you know, directly into the cars. So, and in a safe manner, of course, you know, respecting security, respecting all the driving distractions policies.
And that's over mobile broadband?
Yeah, it is over. We are, you know, using a 4G connectivity through the mobile phone here. So. Of course, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, you know, we have Reuters, so you have the possibility to see the news. And of course, if the car is moving, since we don't want, you know, the user to be distracted by reading the news, you can actually listen to the news. So there is a, using the steering wheel buttons, you can launch, you know, the text-to-speech, and the system will read the news for you, okay? So this is another application where, you know, we have adopted, again, you know, all the driving instructions policies. And lastly, diagnostic. So people want to know, you know, how the car is doing, and also the car makers want to know, you know, the data from the vehicle. So this will enable really diagnostic, you know, for the car makers. So we can capture all the data in the vehicle, and we can show the user, for instance, if there is any possible warning or issues. And the user, again, can listen, you know, what's going on. If they need to stop immediately, or they can continue to travel, you know, because it's safe enough.
We also have a fitness plan, apparently. Let's see if we can get in here and find out what's happening. What is your name and what company do you work for?
Hello, I'm Kirsti Laurila from Comptel. And we have this charity challenge. So we have this excellent training bike here. And for everybody who cycles, we give money for charity for Right to Play organization. Also, we demonstrate here how we can get data from any device, and we send it to our software. We can analyze it in real time. And then we apply there some predictive analytics. And we predict here how much we get during the whole event for this charity.
Can I try it?
Sure. Okay. So here, there comes countdown, and then when it's zero, go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm warning you, I had a lot of coffee.
No, that doesn't matter. Go, 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 go. You see, here is how much you have cycled. 100 meters already. You have done 25 presents. Yeah, and you pass another guy. Great. You are doing great. Almost 50 meters to go. You are doing great. And it gets easier because you are now on top of the hill. 30 meters, 20 meters, 10 meters. And you are finished. Yes, great job. Are you alive?
I wouldn't go that far.
And may you still type your name there?
Sure.
Oh, and you get this fancy looking training cap from Comptel.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's my workout for the day. You saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
I did it.
Great job.
All right,
thank you.
Well, that concludes another amazing day here at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, at the Fira Gran Via. My name is Mike Elgin. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow for more coverage.